As we join you on air this evening, Pope Benedict XVI has just arrived back in Rome after concluding his four-day apostolic voyage to Portugal. Veronica Scaresbrook accompanied the Pope and has this report.
On Friday, the headlines of the popular Portuguese daily Público read, "The multitudes surrendered to the Pope and the Pope surrendered to Fatima," highlighting the impact of Benedict XVI's apostolic visit to Portugal, where he came, as he himself mentioned on his arrival on Portuguese soil, as a pilgrim to Our Lady of Fatima.
Bem-vindo, bem-vindo, Pastor Universal. Bem-vindo,
San. Vine come pellegrino di Nossa Senhora di Fatima.
Describing the Marian shrine there as the spiritual heart of the nation, a window of hope that God opens when a man closes the door to him. And when he reached Fatima on Wednesday evening, he was not disappointed. The thousands of faithful gathered around him expressed a genuine, deep, and humble faith. During the recitation of the rosary, the Fatima prayer,
Dominus vobis cum,
and into the night with a torchlight procession. Then during the open-air Holy Mass, which he presided over on the 13th of May, the date when Our Lady appeared to three little shepherd children in 1917 for the first time, to mark 10 years when two of them, Francisco and Jacinta, were beatified, the congregation was palpably prayerful. A witness to the faith, that of the Fatima pilgrims, rarely to be found today, which, as the papal spokesman, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, remarked during a press conference, would explain why popes have come here 5 times in pilgrimage to this special place of devotion. And I'd like to add, not just the pious devotion of rural Catholics, as a survey carried out on 80% of the Portuguese following John Paul II's last visit there 10 years ago failed to prove, rather one still very much alive among new generations as well.
Continue esta gloriosa nação a manifestar a grandeza de alma.
And at the end of this visit, projected in the wider horizon of the Holy Father's pilgrimages to the principal Marian shrines across the world, the Pope mentioned Fatima, how he prayed there for the whole world, asking that the future may see an increase in fraternity and solidarity, greater mutual respect and renewed trust and confidence in God, our Heavenly Father. Words addressed to the Portuguese state and religious authorities at Oporto Airport before taking off from there on his way back to Rome. Mentioning on this occasion, beyond Fatima, all of the ecclesial community he met while in Portugal, the faithfulness of priests, deacons and religious, the pastoral dedication of the bishops, all of whom he met at Vespers in Fatima only weeks before the special year for priesthood ended.
Ma Immaculata, neste lugar de graça,
asking Our Lady, in an act of entrustment and consecration, to come to their aid, delivering them from all danger, so that all mankind shall see salvation.
Consacramo-nos a vosso coração materno.
And Benedict XVI also highlighted the enthusiasm of the children and the young people among the faithful of this nation he encountered during the first and last Holy Masses of this visit.
Obrigado.
The first in Lisbon by the great River Tejo, the second on Friday morning, shortly before his departure from the northern capital of this nation, Oporto, its Catholic stronghold.
Santo Padre, é com todo o reconhecimento que vos recebemos nesta bela e vetusta cidade do Porto.
But during these 4 days, there were also more official moments. In Lisbon, an encounter with the world of culture, where he looked radiant, and one with social pastoral workers, during which he told Catholics not to be afraid to stand up for their Christian identity.
O meu desejo é que a minha visita se torne incentivo para renovado impulso espiritual e apostólico.
As Benedict XVI took off from Portugal, where, as suggested by the Portuguese bishops, he'd come to walk in hope, in wisdom and mission, he expressed that wish that the visit might become an incentive for renewed spiritual and apostolic ardor. And as the president of Portugal, Cavaco Silva, bade him goodbye, he used a word no one has ever been able to translate into another language, one addressed only to those we hold most dear, he said. Saudade. From Portugal, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.